guys, welcome to the Glow and Tell podcast, where we talk all things wellness, self-improvement, self-development, and more. I am your host, Sophie DiLoretto, and if you are new here, welcome to the Glow and Tell community, and thank you for clicking on today's episode. It's almost Valentine's Day. It is currently the month of love. I wanted to do an episode relating to Valentine's Day in some way, so this is sort of like my Valentine's episode of the year. I actually really also want to do an episode about relationships. I honestly want to have my boyfriend like guest star on a relationships episode where maybe like for a segment we answer some questions, and I just think that would be cute as well. So maybe that'll be coming soon. But today we are talking all about self-love, why self-love is important, how to fall in love with yourself, how to appreciate yourself and accept yourself just as you are, because I feel like this is something that a lot of people struggle with. And I know that before I really grasped this concept, I thought there was no way I would ever love myself. I know that I still see just online or hear people talking about this and saying that they still don't know how to love themselves. They don't love themselves. In fact, they hate themselves. I understand how difficult this can be to kind of figure out, but I feel like I finally figured it out. So I'm going to be sharing with you my whole guide on how to fall in love with yourself. Not fall in love with yourself, but you know what I mean? Like how to start loving yourself, how to appreciate yourself, and all of the ways that starting to love yourself can actually benefit you. They can impact your life. They can attract people to you. They can improve your aura. All good things. I actually just made a video about this. It was just like a self-love vlog, like me practicing acts of self-love throughout the day. And it made me realize that I feel like I actually have a lot to say about this and that the podcast would be a good place to get into it. Let's start with the definition because I love to start off that way so we can get a clear, like we can get on a level ground and a mutual understanding of what we're referring to here. So self-love is the practice of valuing, respecting, and caring for yourself, both emotionally and physically. It means accepting yourself as you are, setting boundaries that protect your well-being, and prioritizing your needs without guilt. I know some preconceived notions that I had about self-love and that I've heard other people mention as well are that loving yourself means you're selfish, you're narcissistic potentially, you don't care about others, you're not selfless, you are obsessed with yourself in an arrogant way. But all of those things are not true. That is not what self-love is. That might be like self-obsession to an unhealthy degree, but if those were things that you maybe had in your mind about self-love, let's just start by dismantling that because that's not the case. And prioritizing yourself isn't selfish. Actually, because I think self-love is commonly seen as selfish, let's define what selfishness is, which is acting in a way that disregards others' feelings, needs, or well-being for personal gain, often coming from a place of entitlement rather than self-respect. So let's think of two scenarios here. One, maybe you have a friend that asks you to hang out. You feel bad saying no, but you're feeling drained, like you need a recharge, you need a break. So acting in a way of self-love would be declining the invitation graciously, letting your friend know you're so thankful that she invited you, but you are not feeling up to it right now. You'd love to hang out with her soon. Selfishness would be like canceling plans last minute with no explanation, ignoring how it affects your friend and dismissing their feelings about it. So I feel like self-love comes from a place of respect and not just you, but also others, whereas selfishness ignores and doesn't take into consideration the feelings of others. So to give you my background with self-love and where I kind of came from with it, where I started, I remember first hearing about the concept of self-love when I was in, I think, middle school, I'd say. And this was the time when I probably started to get onto social media. Like, I know I got an Instagram when I was in middle school, and it was like Tumblr era. And I would see, you know, quotes about self-love and how can you love anyone else if you don't love yourself, things like that. And I was so insecure at this time. I feel like I gained a level of consciousness in middle school because I went from being the confident, like vibrant little girl that I was through elementary school to all of a sudden developing insecurities that I'd never had. Basically, I became socially aware. So I no longer felt just like carefree, living without a care in the world, like just talking to whoever. I wasn't nervous. I wasn't anxious. I thought I was pretty. I was confident with myself. Like I liked who I was. I never questioned it. And then people started to get mean in middle school. I had some people make fun of me or insult me. And girl, I took it to heart. Somebody made fun of my nose in like seventh grade in such a mean way. And I never even thought that my nose was an issue. I never was like, oh my God, I need a nose job. No, I didn't care about my nose. Like, I didn't notice it. I was like, it's my nose. It allows me to smell things. Like, thank you, nose. So then somebody said something about it, and the little 13-year-old girl I was in shambles. I went home crying, immediately started Googling nose jobs. I watched every nose job video on YouTube. I was like, I'm getting a nose job as soon as I can afford one. So sad when I think about it. But it's funny how insults like that can literally rock your whole world. But like, the person who gave the insult didn't think twice about it. Like, it was a boy who said that to me, a boy that I didn't even know. And he was not, let me just say, like, he wasn't perfect either by any means. And I didn't even know him. And he just randomly said it to me out of the blue. And it hurt me so bad. So I feel like I started hating myself. Like, I started hating my body. I think that middle school was such a toxic time because it was like every girl wanted to all of a sudden be just like each other. Whereas in elementary school, like, I dressed in my own way. I had such an individualistic sense of style. And then in middle school, it was like skinny jeans from Abercrombie and Hollister and a little V-neck. Like, that was it. Every single girl wore it. Every girl straightened their hair. Like, we all looked the same and we all wanted to look the same. And it completely crushed any sense of individuality that we had. That era, I think back and I'm like, yeah, I did not love and appreciate myself then. I wanted to be every other girl. Like, I wanted to look like every other girl did. I didn't appreciate my features. I hated them, in fact. I couldn't wait to change them. Like, I was so sure that I was gonna get a nose job. And now I don't ever see myself getting a nose job. So like, we've come a long way. But that was where I started with it. And in my mind, when people would say, you have to love yourself before you can love anyone else and things like that, I thought they were so stupid. I was like, what are you talking about? Why would me loving myself affect me loving anyone else? Or it would be like, if you don't love yourself, how can you expect anyone else to love you? Like, if you don't even think you're deserving of your own love, how can you expect somebody else to love you and love you properly? And like I said, I did not understand those statements. I thought, what do you even mean? How does me loving myself have anything to do with me having the capability to love someone else or for someone else to have the capability to love me? It doesn't relate. But it does, because when I think back to those relationships that I got in middle school and high school, they were so bad. They were not relationships that reflected somebody who was glowing from within and loved themselves and put themselves first and accepted themselves for who they were. Like, that was not me in those relationships. It was an insecure girl who craved external validation and could not see my own worth at all. So when I would like get my heart broken, I was just in shambles questioning everything I ever knew. Like, everything I thought about myself was gone. I didn't have a strong sense of self and I didn't love myself deeply. Like, I put love into other people and other things, but not into myself. So when those things were gone, like, I had no love. I wasn't feeling love. I wasn't loving myself. I wasn't showing myself respect. So that's just like a little aside about how not loving myself affected me and did impact me in, you know, other relationships and just in my own life. But the other thing is, I used to have the mentality that I would love myself eventually when I got a nose job and like was able to dress the way I wanted to and like had enough money to get the things I wanted, like things like that. I would basically withhold self-love for myself on the notion that I would eventually feel love for myself when I did all of the things. But I think we can all attest to the fact that even if we idolize something in our head or we put it on a pedestal and we're like, you know what, this is going to make me happy, when you eventually get that thing, you are happy at the beginning and then it wears off. Like, I have had this happen with so many things. You know, maybe you really want a new car, you get a new car, you're so excited, you love it. And then after a few months, it's not that exciting to you. Maybe you're looking at new cars because you're like, eh, it's kind of wearing off. Like, the excitement's wearing off. The novelty is gone. Same thing with like a pair of shoes. You buy a new pair of shoes. They're really expensive. They're really nice. You're so excited when you got them. You're like, oh, this is perfect. These are beautiful. I'm so happy now. I love my style. No, it doesn't stop there. Now you just want another new pair of shoes. You get sick of those shoes after a while and you're like, I think I need a new pair. It's like the grass really is always greener. There's always going to be a new thing and you will never be happy when you reach a certain point. You have to be happy now. Like, this is a side point as well. But basically my mentality was, I will be happy. I will love myself when I get a nose job, when I can afford the things I want that will make me look prettier. But that is not true. Because that's not self-love. Loving yourself would be accepting yourself, flaws and all, and loving them. If you think about a person you love, like maybe your parents, maybe your siblings, your family members, your significant other, your boyfriend or girlfriend, I don't think of my boyfriend and think he's not the best at I don't even know. I can't think of an example, but like, he's not the greatest at this. So like, I don't love him. Or like, I don't, if my boyfriend, like, I don't know, makes a mistake, I can't even think of an exact example, but like, let's say he did, I wouldn't be like, I don't love him anymore. Like, that's silly. It sounds absurd. So in the same way, you'd want to give yourself the same grace, like the same room to just be a person who has flaws and accept that as a human, you're never going to be perfect. And if you set that standard for yourself, you will forever be disappointed, like perpetual disappointment, because it's not possible. So first step, accept that we have flaws. We all do. You have flaws, I have flaws, and that's okay. There's no issue with that. And two, like I mentioned earlier, if you're like, well, I would love myself if I was skinnier, if I got this plastic surgery procedure done, if I had more money to buy the clothes I wanted. No, because those things aren't loving yourself. That's not true self-love. That's like materialistic, and it's putting the emphasis on the wrong thing. There's so much more to you than the way that you look. And I know this is hard to, I guess, get behind when we are in a society that's so focused on external appearances, but truly, truly, the things that make us different are the things that make us beautiful. Like, it's beautiful that we look different than each other, that we have different features. And I've said this before, but how freaky would it be to look around and have everybody look the same? I mean, even when you see people that have all that plastic surgery done, and it starts to be like all of their faces and bodies just look the same. And I'm not bashing on them. I just mean the individuality is such a strength. It's such a talent. Like, what makes you individual is what makes you special. If we were all the same, nothing about us would be special. Like, you just look like everyone else does. There's no individuality in that. I feel like individuality is a huge, huge strength. The best thing you have to offer the world. It's your unique perspective, your unique gifts and talents, and the things that you bring to the table, and your unique look, your unique set of features that go together on your body and your face and everything, just in the way that you are, like a snowflake. Like, every single one is different, but beautiful in its own way. And I know that sounds cliche, and I'm sorry if you feel that way, but I honestly think that this perspective for me is pretty enlightening. It's like taking a step back from all of the beauty societal norms that we have in place and just realizing, like, this is all so insignificant and minuscule. It doesn't matter. We are so much more than that. Like, we are on a huge, beautiful earth, a beautiful floating rock in space. And there's so much more to life than hyper fixating on how you look. And honestly, that's the perspective that like brought me so much closer to loving myself and like made me realize, girl, it's not about thinking, oh, you have perfect lips, you have a perfect nose, oh, like now you can love yourself. No. So anyways, I hope that can kind of put things into perspective for you. We are going to get on to like the more concrete things and ways you can go about this, but I feel like a mindset shift is the best place to start here, because like I mentioned, it's such a disservice to not offer yourself love. And the other thing I want to say is you can kind of reframe self-love. I saw a post about this so long ago, but it's made me think about it ever since. And it's just realizing that I actually do love myself, and I have loved myself in so many ways by the things that I do for myself. And what I mean by that is I love myself so much that I put a lot of effort into my schoolwork. When I was in school, I worked really hard. And that was for me. Like, I worked hard because I wanted to be a good student and I wanted to get good grades. So all that effort I put into school was an act of love for myself so that I could receive good grades and the abundance that would come with performing well in school. Or like, I love myself so much that I put so much into the things that I'm passionate about and my career. And I love myself so much that I take time for the things that are important to me, that I practice creativity and allow myself to experience my favorite things. Like, I love myself so much that I move my body every day and I make sure that I'm taking care of it by fueling it with good, healthy food and that I'm drinking water. Like, all of those things are ways in which I love myself. And we might not think about it like that all the time. Those are truly acts of self-love. Filling up your water bottle the night before so that when you go to bed and you wake up in the night and you're so thirsty, you can grab a drink of that water, and setting out your outfit the night before so that in the morning you aren't stressed, and making your to-do list in advance so you already know what your next day is going to hold and you decrease the decision fatigue for yourself. Like, those are all acts of self-love that you might not even realize are self-love. So I know that was like a long-winded personal anecdote, but I wanted to just offer some insight into, I guess, my experience with self-love and how you might already actually love yourself without even realizing it. To get into this more deeply, we're going going to start by talking about the foundation of self-love, where self-love really comes from. And it's not the places you might think. I think it's easy for us to attribute our worth to things like achievements, appearance, even our relationships or status. It's easy for us to say, I accomplished this goal, now I'm worthy. Or once I get to this point, I will be worthy of whatever it is, self-love, more social status. And while these things can feel validating, I mean, it can be a testament to your hard work, your dedication, your talents, it doesn't define your value. And you do not have worth only because you achieve something or because you have certain talents even. You inherently have worth just as you are, not if or because you exceed or meet society's expectations for you, or even your parents' expectations for you, or anyone's expectations for you. You have value just as you are, and you have worth just as you are. Self-love comes from acknowledging that just as you are, talents and strengths aside, you have value and you deserve love. From the time that we are kids, we are taught to seek approval, even in school, from our coaches. In school, you want to be a good student. You want high accomplishments in school. Like, from such an early age, we are taught these things, that grades define us, that our success in sports or extracurriculars defines us, or how well we meet our parents' expectations for the life they may want us to have. Even things like beauty standards are ingrained from such a young age, and our accomplishments certainly as well. I mean, we can have so much pressure on ourselves to achieve these things and think that our entire worth and value comes from our ability to achieve these things. Also, so difficult to constantly be comparing ourselves to others, especially with social media. And this is something I still do and struggle with. But I think what I started to realize is, just like I was mentioning earlier, when you buy something and it loses its appeal after a while, and then you just want the next thing, it's like that with everything. It's like that with everything in life. You accomplish something and then you're just looking for the next accomplishment. Like, you achieve a certain goal and then you're like, okay, what's the even bigger goal? It's like we might not even appreciate these accomplishments as much as we might think, because we're in this like grind mentality where we're still just reaching for the next thing and reaching for the next thing. And we think that reaching this goal will make us happy, and then we realize it won't. Like, you hear celebrities all the time talk about, you guys look at my life and think it's so amazing, but it's not. Like, you don't just get happy because you get famous. Like, celebrities would say that. And I mean, I would even see comments of people being like, yeah, but money would solve a lot of my problems. And it's true that money can solve problems, but I just mean, like, it's not like being famous magically makes you be happy. And it's not like having money even just magically makes you happy. Those are things that we may even look at and idolize and be like, this is what's going to bring me closer to happiness. But truly, true happiness comes from within, just like self-love comes from within. And your circumstances don't even matter if you aren't content with yourself. Like, you could be put in the most beautiful, amazing place in the world, but if you're a miserable person, you're going to be miserable there. So unlearning this comparison culture and the belief that our worth is defined by our achievements means just challenging the idea that you have to earn love or earn worthiness, or that you aren't already worthy, by recognizing that you are enough exactly as you are. Like, that's the first step. Just stop right now and say, like, even if I didn't do anything else, I am worthy of love. I'm worthy of respect. No matter what I do, those are basic things that I deserve to be given. So that means, even if your grades were all F's, even if you didn't achieve any of your goals, even if you didn't do anything all day, you are still worthy of love. You still have value, just the same way that you would if you did accomplish all of those things. So the next thing that's really, really key here is stopping seeking external validation and realizing that all of your validation should come from you. Validate yourself rather than seeking it from others. It is natural to want praise and recognition, but the issue comes with constantly relying on others to make you feel good about yourself. If you can't feel happy for something that you've accomplished unless you have somebody else praising you for it, that's an issue. It's natural to want to share it with others. It's not what I mean. But if you're like, I need to tell everybody about this, like, I need to prove to them that I was worthy and that I worked hard at this and like I have value now because I did this, that's an issue. It's exhausting. It's unsustainable. And it's not where your true self-love will come from, because at a certain point, all of that validation, it will just never be enough. Like, it won't ever feel like enough because it's not coming from you. Even if people tell you that your work is great and that they love it, it might not feel that way to you because you haven't validated your own self. So self-love is about becoming your own source of validation, which means celebrating your wins, feeling happy for yourself for your achievements, but also being kind to yourself in difficult moments, realizing that your validation literally comes from within. You can say to yourself, you know what? I failed at this. I'm saying failed, but like, there's no such thing as failure. But but like I tried at this and I didn't achieve it. But it's okay. Validate yourself, validate your feelings and say, you know what? I can try again because my self-worth isn't reliant on whether I succeed at all. I decide to love myself and I decide how I want to feel. It's ultimately about knowing that your worth isn't dependent on someone else's approval, not your parents, your family members, your significant other, your friends, your colleagues, your boss. It's on you. You decide how you want your life to look. You decide which achievements you want to go for and how you feel once you achieve those things. Now we're going to talk about confidence because self-confidence is inevitably something that comes into play here. As you love yourself more, you become more confident. And I have definitely felt this within myself. Like if I think back to the meek little girl I was in middle school, I was not confident at all. I tried so hard to fit in, probably as any other middle school girl would. And I felt terrible on the inside. I was so insecure. I had no self-esteem and my validation certainly did not come from within. And now I feel so confident in who I am. I don't have any doubts about what I bring to the table or if I deserve love or am worthy of things because I already know that I am. I feel like that just says a lot about the fact that confidence really does come from loving yourself. I think it's also important to acknowledge that confidence doesn't come from being perfect or having the expectation of perfection from yourself. As we've mentioned, there's no such thing as perfection. So it's really just about being comfortable in who you are. Like I can truly say I'm very comfortable in who I am. I feel like I've done a lot of work on myself. I've explored who I am very thoroughly. I make time for myself. I've learned a lot about myself through just even things like journaling and reflecting. I'm very comfortable with who I am at this point. I think a lot of people think that confidence comes from looking a certain way, having certain achievements, or like never making mistakes. But true confidence is literally just about being at peace with yourself. Like that's, even just saying that, I'm like, I wish more people knew this. You are at peace with who you are. Flaws and all, you know that you are not perfect, but you are comfortable with who you are. So comfortable that you don't feel afraid to be yourself. You don't feel afraid to act in an authentic way. You don't strive for unrealistic expectations. And you know that you're capable and valuable just as you are. You are truly comfortable with yourself.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
So if this is not something that comes naturally to you, one little exercise you can use that's going to be really helpful is the act as if mindset, which I don't want to say fake it till you make it, but it's kind of that premise, but I don't like the idea of faking it. It's really just embodying. But the whole thing here is you want to embody the energy of your highest self, of your confident self. So kind of develop a self-concept about yourself. This could actually be a journaling exercise. I've done this before. You literally like draw yourself on a piece of paper. Like I would just draw like a little stick figure in the middle and say, Sophie, and then draw lines going out from you of all the things you want to embody, be, encompass. Like who is the best version of Sophie? She is confident. She walks into a room. She asserts herself. She isn't scared to be herself. She looks like she's glowing. She's radiant. She knows who she is and she's confident in it. Like write all of the traits about yourself. And these are the things you want to embody when you're doing this like act as if mentality. So like think about how your highest, most self-assured self would carry herself. How would she speak? How would she move? How would she make decisions? And then embody that energy daily. Don't even question it anymore. Don't start saying, I don't love myself. Da, 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 da. No, you do love yourself. Just start acting as if, like act as if you love yourself. What would a girl who loves herself act like? Like what would somebody who loves and appreciates herself act like? Because over time, you don't just act confident. You become confident. You are confident. That's why they say like fake it till you make it. But really it's true. Like you do something so much that after a while, it feels so natural to you. You act confident so much that all of a sudden you actually are confident. You're not acting at all. It's just become your new normal. It's like breaking the habit of not loving yourself and making a new habit of loving yourself. Body language and self-talk are key contributors here. They are like the little things that will really shift your energy over time because confidence truly is not just a mental thing. It's a physical thing. It's a verbal thing. Your body language sends signals before you even say anything. You know how people say like the way you walk into a room is everything. That's true, because if you walk into a room all shy with your head down, your like shoulders are hunched, your body is closed off, people are gonna look at you and be like, ooh, she's not feeling herself. Like, she doesn't look like she wants to talk to anyone. She looks meek and scared. Versus you walk into a room like you own the place, metaphorically. Like, you know what you're doing, you know who you are, you know where you are, you're not afraid to talk to anybody. They will see that. They will see that energy. It will be so apparent to everyone. They're like, oh, she's confident. She's the type of person I want to be friends with. Like, she has a great energy. It's just, there's something magnetic about it. And you are going to attract opportunities into your life by acting this way. So stand tall, make eye contact with people, and replace negative self-talk. If you, even as you're like listening to this episode, have thoughts come into your mind where you're like, ugh, I couldn't do that because I'm not this, or like, I'm not pretty enough to be confident or to love myself. If you have any type of thoughts like that, replace them immediately. Take negative self-talk out of your vocabulary. This goes into the subconscious mind and how it deeply, deeply impacts who you are. But if you constantly feed yourself negative statements, even voicing things like, I am not this, or I don't this, you will start to believe it, whether you realize it or not. Your subconscious mind now heard all of those things. It hears those thoughts. It's like, oh, this is how she feels. Okay, we need to just perpetuate it. Versus you saying, I love myself. I treat myself with respect. I am confident and kind. I feel empowered. Say those things to yourself. Now your subconscious mind will latch onto those thoughts. That will be the narrative that you perpetuate about yourself. Just like with faking it till you make it, with the confidence and like acting as if with the self-confidence, as you say these statements and think about them and you say, I love myself. I embody confidence. Like, I am the physical embodiment of self-love. I am confident. You will start to feel it. You will start to feel it over time, and you won't even realize it. But one day you'll be like, wow, I agree with all of these statements. So along with that goes one of my favorite things that I've learned that has truly changed my life, which is reversing negative statements. So if you have one of those negative statements pop up and you're like, I can't do this, I'm not capable of this, you immediately reverse it. You're like, I can blank, like I can do this. You literally reverse it. So take the negated version of it out of your head and replace it so that you're immediately counteracting the effect of that negative thought that you just thought or that you said. This is game changing, guys. This is life changing because it also really makes you mindful of the way in which you think, the type of statements that you form about yourself, and if you have self-deprecating thoughts or not. Because after a while of doing this, I realized I was able to really pinpoint where that negative thinking was coming from. And after a while of like negating those negative thoughts, I don't even form them anymore. Like, they're not even there. I don't even allow myself to think in that way because I'm like, I know the power of those negative thoughts. I don't even want to bring any of that into my life, you know? So I'm like, nope, only positive thoughts. And another thing is actually not even giving any sort of attention to the negative thing. So like one example I always use is instead of saying like, I really hope I don't fail, or I really hope I don't fall on stage, or I really hope I don't do terrible on this test, by saying like, I hope I don't fall, you're putting energy to the fall. Even though you said, I hope I don't fall, or like, I'm not gonna fall on stage, you're actually still giving energy to falling on stage. Versus, I am going to do an amazing performance. I'm going to dance my whole dance perfectly. I am going to have amazing stage presence out there. I'm going to ace this test. So instead of even bringing up the negative version of the thing, you're not even thinking about it. You're not saying like, I hope this plane doesn't crash. No, this is going to be an amazing flight. This plane is going to successfully get from point A to point B. Like, these are just examples, but do you see what I mean? These statements make all the difference because even as I just now said, like, I hope this plane doesn't crash, in my mind, I'm thinking of a plane crashing. Like, that's what it makes me think of. But if I say this plane ride is going to go so smooth, I'm picturing a plane gliding through the sky so perfectly, everything's going to plan. So it really, really shows how powerful like those images that we give ourselves are, and therefore how powerful that self-talk is. Even if it's just in your mind, even if you're not vocalizing these things out loud, they have a huge effect on your mental well-being, on your mental state, and on the way that you live and how you show up. So another great way that you could promote self-love and like more confidence could be doing these affirmations every day, like writing out a few very personalized affirmations. If there are certain things that you're really struggling with, you could write like positive versions of those statements, like kind of like the examples I just gave, and say them to yourself, like affirm them to yourself every morning. Like, maybe just make three of them. Don't overcomplicate it and just say, I love myself for who I am. I am confident in myself. I am valuable and worthy of love. I deserve all good things. You know, say things like that. And over time, time, it'll become like second nature. Next, we're going to talk about comparison, which, like they say, comparison is the thief of joy. It really is the thief of joy, because anything you do, like there's probably someone out there who has done it, who has done it and done more. Like it can really make it feel like your contributions aren't as significant as others because you haven't done just as much as they've done. But that is not the case. Like I said, we all have such individuality to us. Like we all have such a certain set of skills, and nobody's set of skills are exactly the same as someone else's. Something that I love to think about is like, even if somebody were to copy me and do everything exactly like I did and make the exact same video that I made or whatever, like they would never be able to be me. They would never be able to do it in just the way that I did it. Even if somebody said all of the exact same words that I said, it wouldn't be the same as if I had said them, because I give my own individual contribution. Like I have this individualistic perspective and outlook that nobody else can have. It actually makes me feel comforted in knowing that, yeah, there's people who have done way more than me and way better than me, but at the same time, there's nobody in the world who's done it just the way that I have. And that's really cool. And another thing that I think helps me with comparison, because like, it's so easy, like I said, to look and be like, oh, she's prettier, she's this, she's that. Like, just note that none of that is helpful. Like none of that thinking is going to serve you in any way. Why would you want to spend your life being miserable and hating your appearance when you could just choose to be happy? Like, I'm not kidding. It's literally a choice. It's literally just saying, yeah, I'm not going to do that anymore. Oh, looking at a bunch of really pretty girls on Instagram all day doesn't make me feel good about myself. Okay, I'm not going to look at them. Or you could also reframe it and say, their beauty doesn't take away from my own. Like me looking at these pretty girls and thinking they're so gorgeous, they're so perfect, doesn't mean that I'm not pretty. Like we're pretty in different ways. Two things can be true at the same time. So that's another really, really key distinction here. This is actually crazy to me because like I've gotten comments of people being like, you're literally perfect. If I looked like you, I would never have any problems. Or I'm like, what? What are you talking about? It actually blows my mind because I'm like, do you know how much insecurity I've dealt with and like still deal with to this day? Like, I don't think I'm perfect by any means. I mean, I have so many insecurities you probably don't even know. And hearing people say that, it was like jarring to me because I'm like, what do you mean? Like I look at girls and think that. You look at me and think that? It's just weird. But it goes to show that like beauty is in the eye of the beholder. You can look at somebody and see all the beautiful things about them, whereas they look at themselves and see all of the negative things about themselves. So realize that we all have good angles and bad angles. We all have good things about ourselves and objectively bad things about ourselves, or maybe less admirable qualities, but it doesn't take away from our beauty or our worth. And comparing yourself is actually terrible. I think I reframe it as, instead of feeling jealous when I see somebody doing well or whatever, I feel happy for them. I'm like, oh my gosh, look at this thing they achieved. That is so amazing. Like, it's so cool that they were able to do that. I'm not like, oh, that means I'll never do it. No, it's like, wow, great for them. Like, I'm so happy for them. So if you feel those feelings of jealousy, just reshape them into feeling happy and excited for them. And also as kind of like a notion that you can do it too, if you wanted to. So now let's talk about some ways in which you can actively practice self-love and bring more self-love into your day. Hopefully after listening to this episode up until this point, you've been able to reshape your mindset a little bit, like get a fresh perspective. And now with this new open mindset, you can take some of these ideas and put them into practice and use basically a combination of like the mental and the actionable things and make a real difference in terms of your self-love. So first way you can really do this is practicing romanticizing your life. You've definitely heard this before. You probably have heard me talk about this. I actually have a whole episode about how to romanticize your life if you want to check that out, but be the main character of your own life and know that it's not selfish. Romanticizing your life means finding the beauty and the intentionality in everyday life. It means doing things mindfully and intentionally, making even the little tiny things of your day more beautiful, or just being more present in them. It's something as simple as making a cup of tea and making your morning breakfast can be a truly engaging experience by just using a really pretty little mug and a teacup, or cutting up your fruit in a pretty way and putting it on your bowl and just taking the time to appreciate the beauty in everything. It's choosing to see your life as magical rather than mundane. Now, this is something that I feel I've always excelled at. Like, I always feel like I've been like a girl with her head in the clouds kind of thing, like a little bit of a dreamer. I've said this before, but like I'm constantly dreaming. I feel like I have a very vivid imagination, and some people might see that as being like, I don't know, ditzy or out of touch, but I see it as being so connected with the world, so creative, so colorful. I saw something on Pinterest the other day. I actually posted it on the Glow and Tell Instagram because it was like so powerful to me. By the way, if you want to follow the Glow and Tell Instagram, where I post like little inspiring quotes and pictures, and also I post like about the episodes and a little bit extra information about them, it is glowandtell.pod, like glowandtell.pod. Anyways though, I posted this picture that says, "Girls with their head in the clouds see the world in colors others are too afraid to imagine." And I love that. I feel like that's verbalizing the way that I've always felt. Like, I see the world in such a beautiful way that when people bring up like a negative worldview, it's almost hard for me to even see it that way, because that isn't even the reality that I'm living in. Like, the reality that I'm living in is sunshine and rainbows. I choose to see the beauty. I choose to be present in the world and look at things and find the beauty in them. And that makes things so much more beautiful. Like, it also makes me be more in touch with the real world rather than this virtual world of comparison or whatever. Like, you know, when you get so in your head about things as trivial as looks or, you know, body comparison, and then you like take a step back, like literally touch grass and realize that it's just not that deep and it just doesn't matter that much. Like, that's kind of how it feels for me. It's like I'm in the real world. Like, I am in touch with the earth right now. I'm not thinking about what I look like. Like, the earth doesn't care. The animals outside don't care what I look like. It doesn't matter. Why should it matter to me? I don't mean like I shouldn't matter to myself, but I more so mean, why should comparison and feeling bad about my body or my face, why should that matter to me? Like, nobody else cares about that except me. The next step to really loving yourself is taking care of yourself. This truly shows if you see somebody taking care of themselves, like they love themselves, because taking care of yourself is a form of self-love. So if you are prioritizing movement, if you are doing your workouts, you're doing your Pilates, you're weightlifting, like you're going to your workout classes, you're doing yoga, you're meditating, like you are practicing self-love every time. You are not only bringing yourself closer to that confident, like loving version of yourself, but you're also keeping yourself grounded and present, which are just good things in general. This also means maybe you are prioritizing the food you eat. You want to eat well, fuel your body with clean foods, and maybe you're taking your supplements. Maybe you're getting your outside time. You're connecting with nature. You're grounding yourself. Like, all of these things, all of these ways of just taking care of yourself are acts of self-love. Next is a big one. I want to make a whole episode about this, but boundaries. Somebody who loves themselves sets boundaries and sticks to them. Boundaries are honestly something that I've always struggled with, and I feel like I'm better at now than I ever have been. I felt like I was the type of person who was so nice and wanted to just be friendly and never create any conflict, that if the way that I felt clashed with the way somebody else felt, I didn't want to set that boundary because I felt like it would make things uncomfortable. But I've realized that setting boundaries is literally necessary. It is such a necessary thing to do so that you don't get stepped on, you don't get walked all over, and it's a way of respecting yourself. You respect yourself so much that you will not let somebody cross a certain boundary in which you've set. You love yourself, so you won't let anybody else disrespect you. This comes into play especially in relationships, relationships with friends, relationships with significant others. This means that now you have a boundary to where you won't tolerate disrespect in a relationship, you won't tolerate disloyalty or somebody talking to you in a mean way or somebody swearing at you or calling you names. That's a boundary. And if they cross that boundary, like, they're out. That's what it means. That's why self-respect and self-love go so hand in hand, because self-respect is a form of self-love. And a huge shift happens when you stop prioritizing people who don't prioritize you. Like, instead of trying to prove your worth to others, invest your energy into people who truly value you, or just invest your energy into being that like best version of yourself and attracting the people who align with that. Like, it's such a good feeling to just attract people who are vibrationally so on the same wavelength as you. And you realize that instead of putting energy into people who are literally draining you, treating you with disrespect and making you feel terrible, you can choose to surround yourself with people who love you, have the same mentality as you, and respect you just like you respect yourself. Your peace comes before anything else. Like, you know the saying, protect your peace? That's very true. You gotta protect your peace and protect your energy. And if anybody comes and threatens that or way oversteps, you know, your boundaries, they're out. and that's it. Like, end of story. It's such a power move to be able to just walk away if somebody is mean to you, if somebody's treating you with disrespect and you're not going to stand for it. Like, it's such a power move and so admirable in terms of like your self-love and the respect that you have for yourself. If you can just say, yeah, I'm not entertaining this. This does not align with me and I don't deserve this. Goodbye. And the last thing I want to say is make sure that the self-love isn't a one-time thing. It's actually a daily habit. Just like I talked about breaking the habit of being yourself. Like there's a book with the title Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself. I really want to read that just based off the title, but break the habit of not loving yourself and make a new habit of loving yourself. You can literally frame it in that way. Like you can say, today I'm done withholding self-love, self-respect, and today I'm forming a new habit of loving myself. And what does that habit look like to you? It's not just, you know, like the one-time acts of self-care, like a bubble bath or saying affirmations. Those are parts of it, but it's not all of it. It's also just about the way you talk to yourself, the way you treat yourself when you make a mistake, like knowing that you making a mistake is totally okay and being forgiving with yourself. I think the way you treat yourself when things go poorly is like a huge reflection of the way that you care about yourself and of your self-love. Like if something goes wrong and you're like, you know what, it's okay. Like you get a bad grade and you're like, it's okay. I'm still smart. I'm not questioning my entire worth and existence because I got one bad grade or because I made a mistake by accident. Like I know that I still have worth. Oh, somebody broke up with me and broke my heart. I'm not questioning if I'm pretty enough or if I have worth or if every other girl is better than me. Like I know that I'm good and this relationship just wasn't right for me. Self-love is showing up for yourself every day, the way you nourish your body, the way you care for yourself every day, and the way you show up for yourself even when no one is watching. So to truly embody self-love and make it a daily practice, here are some daily self-love habits you can implement, which I've kind of mentioned, but I want to just, you know, reiterate in a concise format. So speak kindly to yourself, even on bad days. Even on bad days, reword it, like rework the thought and say, you know what? No, I'm going down a bad path right now mentally. We're not doing this. Next is do things that make you feel fulfilled. Like self-love would be putting time to the things that make you happy. Do you love to color or draw? Or maybe you love to sing or you love to dance. Do those things. Make time for those things. Next is take care of your body like someone you love. Think of the person you love most in the world and the way that you take care of them and the way you put love into them and put that same love into yourself. Like you wouldn't treat somebody else like this, so why would you treat yourself like that? Rest when you need it without feeling guilt, which is something that I need to work on for sure, but know that rest is a natural part of life and you can never be your best self without also taking rest. And lastly, celebrate your progress, even the small wins, and also know that you don't need somebody else to hype up your accomplishments to make you feel good about them. You can feel happy about your achievements even if nobody knows about them, and kind of like your bucket is already full and anything that anybody else adds or, you know, congratulates you for, it's just like overflowing the bucket, but your bucket was already full. Like it was already 100%. Same like with you when you're in a relationship, like you're already 100%. You're self-sufficient. You're good on your own. You're 100, but they're also 100. And you together, it's just like 200. It's not like, oh, I'm 50 and they're 50, you know? The more you prioritize self-love, the more you will step into your most radiant magnetic energy. It's not something that's like one and done, but an ongoing practice that will ultimately be so rewarding for yourself. And again, like we have one life, and I said this in my self-love vlog, but like the longest relationship you have with anyone on this earth is with yourself. You are with yourself all the time from the time you're born to the time you die. Make it a good relationship. Like make it a good relationship. Love yourself how you know you deserve to be loved. And in case you need some other like little reasons of why self-love is good, the benefits of self-love include decreased anxiety and depression, decreased risk of substance abuse, improved physical health, increased rates of success and goal achievement, lower fears of failure, stable self-worth, improved motivation even when in the face of challenges, healthier lifestyle choices, and freedom of unhealthy dependencies on others for approval and validation, meaning you're not codependent, the ability to set healthy boundaries, and improved resilience to overcome obstacles, tasks, and challenges. Know that self-love comes from being your authentic self, and if you find yourself struggling with comparison in the future, know that it often comes from a place of lack. So if you can focus instead on something that you're grateful for, it's a great way to redirect. So if you see somebody that makes you feel jealous, envious, you're immediately comparing yourself, see that as you finding the lack and instead redirect it to something you're grateful for. You can say, okay, I'm feeling a little bit jealous that this person got a promotion and I didn't, but I am a great, strong worker and I'm grateful for my work ethic and dedication. Just immediately shift it and find the abundance in other places. I honestly could keep talking about this forever. I have so many things keep coming to my mind, but we're gonna wrap things up today. I really enjoyed talking about this topic. I really hope you found it helpful. This is something that's so important and I want just every single one of you listening to this to just embody self-love. I want you to completely stop saying any phrases that are self-deprecating and to stop comparing yourself to others in a negative way and just accept that you have worth, you have value, and you love yourself just as you are. Thank you for listening to today's episode. And if you want to give some support to this podcast, I would really appreciate it if you would give me a rating on Spotify or on Apple, or also maybe subscribe to the Glow and Tell podcast on YouTube. Maybe give the video a thumbs up, leave a comment if you want. I'd really appreciate it. And for a little question of the day, I would love it if you would share with me one way that you practice self-love. It can kind of be a good way to give ideas to other people and to help solidify ways that you're going to keep making sure you love yourself and you make time for yourself on an ongoing basis. For me, it's definitely making free time for myself. Like, it's just carving out time for myself when I can do whatever I want to do. I don't have to work. I don't have any pressure to do anything but just fun things, things that are genuinely fun for myself. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have an amazing day and I'm sending you all the love and good energy in the world. And I will talk to you guys soon.